So then you go on to the University of New Mexico.
Yes.
Also a stint at the University of Virginia, where you met a gentleman by the name of William Faulkner.
Yes, I met William Faulkner.
Nobel Prize-winning American novelist, short story writer. To put him into perspective, he was one of the important writers of Southern literature, along with Mark Twain, Truman Capote, Tennessee Williams, Flannery O'Connor. He was a pretty good stature.
Yeah. He was, yes, quite widely recognized at that time.
He obviously had an influence on you. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think he must have. I know that one of my most successful poems was based upon his short story, The Bear. I have read widely in Faulkner. I admire his writing. So I'm sure he was an influence, but I can't say how and in what way exactly.
Some osmosis going on here, huh?
I think so, yeah. But he came to speak at the University of Virginia when I was there. I think he had a daughter in school there, and she prevailed upon him to visit, and he did. John Dos Passos came at the same time, so I was fortunate to meet both of them. But that's about as far as the acquaintanceship went.
Okay, so he didn't know of your work.
No.
But you were obviously taken with him.
Yeah, I admired him very much.
One of the defining moments in your life would be when you won a scholarship in creative writing to attend Stanford.
Yeah, that was a very important event in my life. I had graduated from the University of New Mexico, and I had taken a job teaching on the Jicarilla Apache Reservation at Dulce, New Mexico. I spent a very happy year there, single and independent. During the course of that year, I applied for a Stegner Fellowship at Stanford, and I won it. So I began my graduate career that way. I went to Stanford. I had the notion that I'd go there for a year, the term of the fellowship, and come back to my job at Dulce. But as it is, I fell into the routine of graduate work at Stanford, and I stayed there for my master's and doctorate.
You were, as I understand it, selected for that award by someone who you came to admire.
Yes, Ivor Winters was the man in poetry. He was a poet and a critic and a wonderful man. He chose me out of the group of applicants, and I was the only poet that year at Stanford in the Stegner Fellowship. That's really, I think, where my career as a poet began.
He had a very long interest in Indian poetry.
He had an interest in all kinds of poetry. He was wonderfully erudite, and he knew a good deal about English traditional forms, for example. So I learned a lot from him in the 4 years I was there.
What kind of a person was he?
He was a sweet man, but he had a terrible reputation as a critic because he suffered no fools. He was very straightforward about his opinions of literature. And so he came down hard on certain people like Emerson and Whitman. This, of course, put him in a certain area of scrutiny. But he was right, I think. He stuck by his guns. He had the strength of his convictions. Became a very important man in my life.
Was he quite critical at times of your work?
Well, he could be. He was at the beginning, especially. And then as we got to know each other, he became less critical and more supportive.
He influenced your work, especially your early work, a period of time referred to as post-symbolist.
Well, he thought that there was a kind of writing that succeeded the symbolist movement. He was very much interested in that, more interested than I was, but that was one of the things that he was known for.
Would the poem that would be post-symbolist be Angle of Geese from your first published collection?
Yes.
How shall we adorn recognition with our speech? Now the dead firstborn will lag in the wake of words. The poem describes two events that maybe
yes,
we can talk about.
Exactly. Well, I had a close friend in high school. I spent my sophomore year at St. Mary's High School in Albuquerque. There I became good friends with a boy who later committed suicide. But he had a child, an only child, who died in a terrible accident. So that informs the first part of that poem. And then the second, in obvious ways related, the story of the goose that I carried in my arms.